The name of the book is The M Factor, How the Millennials Are Rocking the Workplace. The author is David Stillman. He is an expert on the differences between the various generations. And I've got David on the line with us this morning and his 16-year-old son, Jonah. Guys, welcome very much to the morning show. It's great to have you on.
Thanks for having us, Les.
So first, let's define what Generation Z is, because that is the particular generation that we're going to be concentrating on this morning.
We are talking about Gen Z, the generation after the millennials, born 1995 to 2012. The millennials were 80 million strong. This generation's at 72 million, so a little bit smaller, but still a very large population.
But what does that mean? What is what is the characteristic, typically, of a Generation Z-er versus a millennial? I'm a little fuzzy about the difference between the two.
Okay, so let's just get grounded in some generational stuff here. So what we've got is the millennial generation are the kids of the baby boomers. So we've been talking about them a lot. And in fact, in many ways, we're talking about them too much because our attention hasn't switched to a new generation, Gen Z. They were born after the millennials. They were raised by Gen Xers. So Les, you probably remember a lot of dialogue about how different boomers and Xers were. You can only imagine how different their kids are going to be, the millennials versus Gen Z. So Gen Z were raised by Gen Xers, and they had completely different events and conditions. And what I'm finding is too many leaders or individuals or parents, everyone out there is talking about millennials, and they just assume someone under 30 is the same. And yet we've got a very clear distinction here of a new generation. The leading edge is already 22. We're talking about going back to school. The entire back-to-school population is Gen Z. These are not millennials. So that's why it's so important we're having this dialogue to put Gen Z on the radar.
The way I put it into perspective is this. My 21-year-old still remembers VHS tapes. My 10-year-old does not remember VHS tapes. And my 10-year-old, who is a Gen Z-er, is somebody who grew up in a world that was surrounded by technology. He does not know a world that does not have technology. And what I mean by technology is a phone is not just a phone. A phone is a portable computer. He is constantly connected, correct?
Yeah, and I can take that one. You know, I can agree with that. See, I don't remember a phone that wasn't smart, and the last thing we think of using them for is actually talking on it, but I think it's still super important in a world that's so digitally connected that you take time to unplug. And, you know, even if I'm studying from an e-reader, I still take handwritten notes, and when I do study from a textbook, I'll flag key information. And as for what my friends think, I think a lot of us do study the same way, and we realize that no matter how digital our world goes, it's super important to still disconnect and just take some old-fashioned handwritten notes.
That was the voice of Jonah Stillman. He is the son of David Stillman. David Stillman is the author of The M Factor, How the Millennials Are Rocking the Workplace. We've got father and son on the line right now, son, of course, being a Gen Z-er. David, if I may ask, what generation do you fall in?
I'm a Generation Xer, so like I said, most Gen Zers were raised by Gen X, completely different. So one big difference you'll see is you hear a lot of self-esteem amongst the millennials. That's a generation that got, you know, participation awards, raised by baby boomers that told them they could be or do anything. Well, Gen X is a little bit different. We raised our kids, you know, the last thing we believed in was a participation award. A lot of it was, you know, there's winners, there's losers. A lot more tough love is what you'll find how Gen Z was raised.
Why do you suppose there is a difference? Why is it that Gen Xers realize, you know, maybe we should kind of take a different take on our kids?
Well, one big reason was the recession. What you found with Gen Xers is the median net worth of Gen X during the recession fell by 45%. So they looked at their kids and like, look, it's a tough world out there. There's going to be winners, there's going to be losers, and it's tough, so you better be prepared. So this generation was raised to believe that the world's going to be, you know, a tough go, and you need to be prepared.
You know, it's weird. I get conflicting reports as to what I am. I was born in 1961. So depending on who you talk to, I'm either a very, very, very young baby boomer or a very, very old Gen Xer. Which one am I?
You're actually right on the cusp. And I wrote a chapter called Cusper the Friendly Ghost. And those people tend to have a hard time identifying with which generation. But innately, they relate to both. And it's very interesting because we're right now on the cusp of a whole new generation, and that's Gen Z. And I think sometimes we make big mistakes. Like a big one we're seeing being made with Gen Z is it's all about digital, as Jonah mentioned. So if we talk about going back to school, this generation does write things down. You know, they might read something on a screen, but then they're going to take notes in a notebook or put on a Post-it super sticky note, put on the side of their screen. And in fact, the brand did a study, and I found this really fascinating. 85% of Gen Z students feel they're going to learn best if they use digital and non-digital tools. And a mistake I see people making again and again is to assume it's all about technology. one of my favorite findings was also Gen Z was asked, what's your preferred mode of communication? And get this, 84% said face-to-face. So we're breaking a lot of these myths and stereotypes that sometimes people have of those that are right on the cusp of a new generation.
You know, and that's good to hear because you're absolutely right. That is the stereotype. Man, you don't know about face-to-face communication. You broke up with your girlfriend through a text. And you're saying that this is not the case, that in fact, the Generation Zers do have some face-to-face. Now, why is this, seeing as how technically they don't have to do it because they are surrounded by all this technology?
Well, it's interesting. Keep in mind, they might talk to someone on Skype or through, you know, FaceTime, but that is still face-to-face. The biggest mistake to make is assume just shoot them a text. But a lot of them are hungry to look people in the eye. When you've come of age during the recession, when you've come of age seeing every day some leader being called into question, you know, they want that honesty. They want to be able to look someone in the eye, and face-to-face is going to be best. So we're seeing a lot of things like digital detox. I want face-to-face, and like we talked about earlier, if I'm going to study or do something, I'm not always going to look do it on the screen. I am going to write it down.
So where do you suppose this is going? What is our world going to be like 20 years from now when the Generation Zers are full-fledged adults, parents themselves? What about that next generation?
Well, hopefully I'll be retired, but I think that I'm really excited about Gen Z. What we're finding is that Gen X, straightforward, to-the-point parenting style, along with being raised in some tougher times, has made a generation that's ready to roll up their sleeves. I was really excited, you know, 76% of Gen Z said they're willing to pay some dues. So this is a generation that's going to come in willing to work hard, nose to the grindstone, and we haven't seen that. We're also seeing this is a very competitive generation, where millennials were extremely collaborative. You know, we could all be winners if we all pitch in together. Not the case with Gen Z. They are going to dog-eat-dog a competitive world, and I think that's going to really bring back, you know, a lot of just great work ethic that I'm very excited about this generation. I've been studying the generations now for 20 years. It's not just because I'm blessed with three awesome Gen Z kids. I really do believe Gen Z is going to be a generation that's going to change things.
Gentlemen, I know that time is very tight for you guys, so this may be the final question, but parent to parent, how do you, as a parent of a Gen Zer, what advice do you give to parents who do run across that scenario where, you know, they're pointing at the kids saying, you're not doing your homework. Yes, I am. I'm on the phone. Boy, you know, how do you work with this radical differences in the way we look at communication?
Okay, well, I'm not Dr. Phil, but I'll give you, you know, my thoughts on this, as I do think that this generation, too often we focus on how they're doing something. Like, oh, my God, you know, because we could never imagine getting stuff done by being on a computer, writing something down, have something in our ear, being on our phones. At the end of the day, look at the results. If your kid's doing fine at school, if they're happy, if they're well-adjusted, then that's what you need to pay attention to. Look at performance, not necessarily all of their methodology. Just because you would do it a different way doesn't mean that, you know, it's the right way. I think too often when we encounter generational differences, we go to this place to figure out who's right, wrong, who's better, who's worse. And at the end of the day, those that really grasp generational differences understand they're just different.
Very quick, gentlemen, where can people go to find out more about your studies, your books, etc.?
You want to go to postit.com/study to get a grip on a lot of the things we talked about today.
All right, David Stillman and Jonah Stillman. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having us, Les.
Thank you.
You got it.